Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Kennedy family member Sergeant Shriver, who was married to the late Eunice Kennedy Shriver, died yesterday at the age of 95. Sergeant Shriver lived a life of service, with perhaps his most enduring legacy being the Peace Corps. He was its founding director. Here's Sergeant Shriver talking about the organization in 1961, the year President John F. Kennedy appointed him.
In some countries, the needs are across the board. They need all kinds of skilled craftsmen, all kinds of skilled mechanics, skilled workers of all kinds. They need school teachers, they need doctors, nurses, etc. In other words, especially in the newly independent countries, there is just a tremendous need for all kinds of skilled personnel.
Since then, the Peace Corps has sent 200,000 skilled volunteers to 139 countries around the world. From 1995 through 1999, Mark Geerin was the Peace Corps' director. Geerin is a native of Gardner, Mass., and worked for both Governor Dukakis and President Clinton. He's now the longtime president of Hobart and William Smith Colleges in Geneva, New York, and joins us this morning to talk about Sergeant Shriver. Good morning, Mark. Very good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Bob. It's good to be with you.
Mark, I'm wondering if you can tell us what you think drove Sergeant Shriver's energy and commitment to public service.
Well, I think he was, ultimately, he was a very devout man, a spiritual man, and really was unrelenting and unretiring in his defensive service. He saw it as an opportunity for all of us to be better people through service. And he saw, once had a wonderful speech of caring for others as the cure, and that we should all commit ourselves to that. So he saw it in an ideological sense, and I think had a political reflection and ideology that saw government as a very important partner in order to affect this underlying approach to humans serving other humans.
You know, when you were director of the Peace Corps in the 90s, you were in the door there, so to speak, about three decades after Sergeant Shriver. Was his influence, was his presence still felt then?
Absolutely. I think his design of the Peace Corps, his architecture of programs, the theory of international development, and some of the management practices all bear the imprint of his desire to create a very new and innovative federal agency. He once told me that he didn't want to just create another foreign service. He wanted it to constantly be renewed and have a youthful idealism. And so every staff member can only work at the Peace Corps for 5 years.
He had his hands in so many different public service programs and organizations, Head Start, VISTA, Job Corps, Special Olympics. Do you think the Peace Corps was the effort that he held most high, though?
Well, he was, I think it is certainly, one could argue, the most enduring part of President Kennedy's administration. As we think of the 50 years ago, the inaugural tomorrow, when you consider what has endured in such a significant way, the Peace Corps is that. Obviously, I think his attention and focus to Special Olympics because of his beloved wife, Eunice Kennedy Shriver's genius in creating it, was also so important to him. But he was a very diligent, constant steward of the Peace Corps in checking in with me, writing notes, calling, goading us on to further levels of excellence. So he tended to it, and I think his critical role in creating it, he maintained that interest and inspired future directors. Certainly he was a wonderful mentor to me in many ways.
Hobart and William Smith Colleges, where you serve as president, ranks among the top 20 in the Peace Corps list of volunteer-producing schools. It appears as the school's president, you're emphasizing that global view, that responsibility to serve. To what extent do you trace that emphasis back to Sergeant Shriver and your time at the Peace Corps?
Oh, I think very significantly. He's, you know, obviously, from my point of view, having grown up Irish Catholic in Massachusetts, the chance for me to lead the Peace Corps was an unparalleled honor. But really, the opportunity to get to know Sarge Shriver, to benefit from his counsel, to learn from his style and approach, was a lasting gift. It certainly informed my leadership of the agency at the time, but continues in my professional life since then.
Mark, what'll you remember most about him?
I will remember his energy, his determination that was boundless, his generosity of spirit in buoying along the efforts that I was engaged in. But I think in so many ways his person, his faith, and his genuine interest in others. And at a time when our country is engulfed in a discussion of civility in public life, I don't think there could be a better lesson than examining this very consequential life that he led for 95 years.
Gardner, Mass native Mark Guerin, thanks a lot for speaking about Sergeant Shriver this morning.
It's nice to be with you, Bob.
Mark Guerin led the Peace Corps in the 1990s and is now the president of Hobart and William Smith Colleges in Geneva, New York.